We're in Siman Tav Tzadi Aleph. Seder Havdal Motzei Yom Tov. Sif Aleph Motzei Yom Tov. After Yom Tov. Be Motzei Yom Tov Achol. Be Motzei Yom Tov Achol Shalmoed. Ma'avdil Batfila Kmo Motzei Shabbos. You make the Havdalah in Shmona Esrei, just like you do on a regular Motzei Shabbos, and Motzei Yom Tov as well, even in Tachol Moed. Elish Ein Mavarech Lo Ala Ner, V'lo B'samim, but there's no candle, there's no Ber Mareish, and there's no Borei Minei B'samim. The Mishnah Berurah explains that there's no bracha on the candle because you only make a bracha on the candle on Motzei Shabbos and Motzei Yom Kippur when fire was created, or because fire was prohibited the entire Yom Kippur. But Yontif, there was no prohibition to have fire, so therefore there's no candle afterwards. And there's also no Besamim, because the whole point of Besamim is to bring back your Neshama when you have the Neshama Yisera on Shabbos, so it's for the Neshama Yisera to leave. It's pained that you're losing the Neshama Yisera, so we let you smell the Besamim instead. But on Yontif, there's no Neshama Yisera, according to the Mishnah Berurah, and therefore there's no need for Besamim. The post can write that even if Yom Tov falls out on Motzei Shabbos, you still don't have the bracha on the Besamim, because even though you lose in the Neshama Yisera, you have the special foods of Yom Tov instead that are Miyashev Yer Das, so therefore you don't need the Besamim instead. We also do not say the Psukim of Hine Kel Yishuasi, etc., when you make Havdalah Motzei Yom Tov, because Havdalah Motzei Yom Tov, as a Ksei Amata explains, because those psukim are for success and a siman tov for that week, so you only say a Motzei Shabbos for the whole week, but not Motzei Yom Tov when you don't say v'yitin lecha any. Sif Beis, Yom Tov Shechal Yos Motzei Shabbos, Omer Ba'ata Bechartanu V'Todienu. If Yom Tov falls out on Motzei Shabbos, so then during Ata Bechartanu you say V'Todienu, and the Mishnah Berurah says that just like Atachan Antanu, if you forget to say Atachan Antanu, you don't go back to the beginning of Shmona Esrei, because you can make Havdalah afterwards at home. So too, if you forget V'Todienu and Tabachatanu, you would not go back to start the beginning of Shona Esrei, since you're going to say Yaknahaz later on anyway. Even if you just started V'Titein Lano Hashem Elokeinu, you didn't finish the bracha yet, but you started V'Titein Lano Hashem Elokeinu, the Mate Ephraim says that you do not go back to the beginning. And Rosh Hashanah Zalman Rabach explains that even though Lechor, it should be as though you didn't finish the bracha yet. And just like Atachon Antanu, if you didn't finish Atachonin and you realize you didn't say Atachon Antanu yet, so you just would say Atachon Antanu there. So why don't you do the same thing for Vatodienu if you didn't finish the bracha yet? So Rosh Hashanah Zalman Rabach says, nevertheless, still, we're not Machmir and you don't go back. And Rav Vosner explains the reason is because since you already started Vatitein Lenu Hashem, if you go back to Seva Todienu again, then you will have said the Shem Hashem, Vatit Lano Hashem, for no reason. And since you could just do Avdal on the coast later, so you might as well not do that, since you're able to just do Avdal on the coast later anyway. Siman Tav Tzadi Beis, Sif Aleph. Yesh Noagin Lehzanos Sheini V'Chamishi V'Sheini Achar Pesach V'Hein Achar Chag HaSukkos V'Mtinat Sheyavar Kol Chodesh Nisan V'Tishrei V'Az Mesanim. Some of the Minog to fast B'Hab, Monday, Thursday, Monday, after Pesach and after Sukkos. But you don't do it the first Monday, Thursday, Monday, right after the Yontif, because we wait until Tishrei is over, or Nisan is over, in order to do it, because we try not to fast in Nisan, or in Tishrei, so you do the first Monday, Thursday, Monday possible, after Nisan, and after Tishrei. The reason we do have these fasts is because we're afraid that maybe because of the Mishnah and Simcha of Yontif, we might have come to do an Avera because of all the levity. But by Shavuos, where it's only one day, we're not concerned that such levity occurred. On the Shabbos before the B'Hab, they make a special Mishnah Berach for people who are going to do that fast. And you say, Amen, if you're planning on fasting, you're supposed to accept the fast upon yourself and the Mincha beforehand as well. And if you do so, then obviously you would say Aneinu, etc. It would have the status of a real fast. If a Bismillah or Pigin Aben or any other Sudos Mitzvah falls out on that day, it's a Mitzvah to eat and not fast on that day. The Ramah adds, "Yeah, chain of chamisha, chain is efshar lisanos. So Ashkenaz sarvas nago lisanos, osanoso kamo tainis tibur lekrosaychal. Like we said, has the status of a tainis tibur, and you actually lain vayachal. The Mishnah Berurah says that shachars and mincha, if you have 10 people fasting. But nowadays, some point out, the Mishnah Berurah points out later on in Tavkuf Samech Vav that nowadays that not so many people fast, so you would only do vayachal at mincha and not at shachars."